Zog the Mishnah, Daf Yutes Amud Beis. Ein Tzoylin, Bosa, Botze, Lukeya, Ela Kadeshia, Tzulami, Ba'oid Yoim. A person is not allowed to roast meat or onions or eggs on Erev Shabbos, Ela Kadeshia, Tzulami, Ba'oid Yoim, unless it's already roasted before the onset of Shabbos. Ein Noisim Pas L'Tanur, likewise you can't put bread into an oven, Im Chashecha, with nightfall, meaning before the Tchilas of Shabbos, v'loy charoa gabe gecholim or a charora on top of coals, ela kadei sheiklimu poneho. This is in order that the ovens amol were like pita ovens, like you have in Eitz Hatzolos sometimes. You put it on the wall. It's like an upside down pot, and you put it on the wall. It's like a hollow thing. So you put it on the wall, and that's yiklimu poneho till it gets crusty. The poneho. The question is, what's the poneho? The Gemara is going to discuss which side are we referring to. It has to be done mibay yom. All this is in order that you shouldn't be mechata on Shabbos. Shem yechata. You might come to stoke the fire more to get it done. So if it's done before Shabbos, there's no chash. Rabbi Loza Oimer, Kadesh Yikam HaTachtin Shelo. The Tachtin. The Gemara is going to discuss what this Tachtin is. A different part of the bread. Zok the Mishnah Meshalshlin. There's an exception to this rule that it has to be done before Shabbos. Otherwise, it's a chash of Shem yechata. Meshalshlin is a pesach betanim chashecha. When it comes to the Korban Pesach, so you meshalshelin im chashecha. You're allowed to do it im chashecha with the even it's right before the yom, even right before Shabbos. If let's say the Korban Pesach comes out on Erev Shabbos, so you're allowed to be meshalshelin right before Shabbos too. It doesn't have to be that it's already yotzulim ibayd yom. And likewise in the Beis HaMoked, Rashi describes how the Kahanim went Yechefim, because you can't have a Chatzitza between the Ritzpas HaZora, which is like a Din Klishoris, so you can't have a Chatzitza on the Klishoris and the feet, so they had to go Yechefim, they had to go barefoot, so it was very cold, so they had a special Medura in the Beis HaMoked in order to warm up the floor, to warm up the heat, to heat the room, so that also over there, Machizen Esu'ur, you're allowed to add on to the fire, b'meduras beis hamikdash, as long as it's done before Shabbos. Uvigvulin kadesh shetechas or berubai. Mashenkem begvulin, when it's not in the beis hamikdash, then you have to have that the ur, the fire, grabs onto roiv of the logs of whatever we're burning. The Gemara is going to discuss what's the amount of roiv. Roiv of what? When it comes to coals, so kol shuhu, as long as a drop of it is already lit, there's no chash that you have to be choyt over there. Rashi says, because the ein dakali is kobe v'alechas v'ein tzoch lachtes behen. Over there is no chash. So merely you don't have to have lechas or berubay. As long as the kol shuhu is lit, so it's lechas me'atzma, and there's no chash. Zog the Gemara v'kamo. What's the shear that we said in the Mishnah that it has to be kadesh yatzulim ibayid yom? Ain't tzolim basa batzul obeya. It has to be yatzulim ibayid yom. What's the shear of yatzulu? Zok the Gemara Omer Rav kadesh yatzulim ibayid yom kamaicha ben lusoi. As long as it's kamaicha ben lusoi, which Rashi says are listim. They were listim. Shemavashel bisholishlish. They were on the run, so they cooked only a third. So as long as the third cooked, so that's already considered kadesh yatzulim ibayid yom. They already were on the run, so they couldn't afford more time. But a kaponim, once it's the third cooked, so that's already called kiyatzulim b'yoyim, and there's no chash v'shem yichata. Other Rishonim, the Rambam learns that the din of Meichel ben Dusoy is chetzi b'shuloi. In Shulchan Aruch and Reish Nun Dalet, we talk a pask in chetzi, and b'di'evet, you can be soyim chan a shlish for all different halachas when it comes to Shabbos. Zok di gemore, itma nami omer avasi omer abyechnon, kol shu kamaicha ben dusoy. As long as it's ready cooked kamaicha ben dusoy, either a shlish or a half, ein boi mishum bishulei nochim. So now, let's say a yid cooked something to that amount of a shlish or half, and now it's off the fire and a guy puts it back on, it's not called bishulakum, it's ready cooked. It's ready called mevushul, and bishulacha bishul. Tanya chananya oimel, kol shu kamaicha ben dusoy, another din lagabi maicha ben dusoy, mutu la shoysa lagabi kira, you're allowed to keep it on a kira, even though it's not goruv kotum. Now this is yisoid, obviously, in the beginning of Perek Kira. When Rashi describes over here that kol shu kamaicha ben dusoy, then even though it's not goruv kotum is like a blech. Goruv, Rashi says, mina gecholim, you didn't scoop up the gecholim, b'magrefo, that's one. Or kotum means b'fazrin Eifa milmalo, you put ashes on top, so you extinguish the fire. So the Rashi kedela hafik choymoy shlo Yosef Hevel. It lowers the heat b'Shabbos, and once once it's makam in the soil, even though you did not take these two preventive measures that stop shemi echata, that you're not going to stoke because either you remove the coals or you covered it the ashes, so then it becomes less in heat, so you're not going to stoke. You're doing the opposite. Even if you didn't do these two things, preventive measures, still it's mutar lahashoy, so you're allowed to leave it. Why? Because it's very makam in the soil.
Once it's Michael ben Dusoy, there's no chash you're going to be mechate because it's going to cook already on its own. It doesn't need your help to be mechate it. That's how Rashi learns. The Ran argues. The Ran says once it's Michael ben Dusoy, you won't be mechate.
Already Michael ben Dusoy, it's royal achila. Rashi learns it's misbash of halach b'Shabbos. It goes on its own. It cooks on its own. You don't need to be mechate. The Ran learns it's edible already. Once it's edible, it's Michael ben Dusoy, so man, there's no reason to be mechata. We don't say stoke because they get it better. That's the mice in the Etzim, Machlekes Rashi, and other Rishonim. But in the Etzim Din of Michael ben Dusoy, over here we're saying that once it's Michael ben Dusoy, you're allowed to keep it on the Kira Erev Shabbos. Now this, in the beginning of Kira, there's Machlekes Chananya and Chachomim. Chananya say this Din. The Maisa, in the beginning of Kira, the Rishonim Paskin, the Rif and the Ramam, they Paskin like the Chachomim. And not like Chananya. So even when it comes to Machem and Dusoy, you're not allowed to keep it al Gabi Kira if it's not Gol of a Kotum. You have to have Gruf of Ktuma. You have to have a Blech. You have to remove the coals. You have to stoke it. You have to put ashes on top of it. So over here, they're passing like the Chachomim, not like Chananya. And over here, they're passing like Rav, that says clearly that it's Mutter if it's Machem and Dusoy. So L'chor, it seems like a steer in Psak. So the Ran says that over here, it's talking about Tzliya. Here we're talking about, our Mishnah is talking about Tzliya. So Memela wants to talk about roasting. By roasting, it's different than Akira. Akira is talking about Bishel. The beginning of Perakira is talking about Bishel. By Bishel, there's a chash, according to the Chachomim, until it's go over Kotum, because you might come to be Mechata. Something that is roasted, push the practical difference. Something that's roasted, there's no chash of Chitui once it's Michael ben Dusoy. Why? Since it's ready, once it's partially Nitzla, so then it gets ruined, it gets burned, it gets Nichach, Aide Chitui. So Memela over here, you can Paskin like Chananya, even though the other Mishraim, the same Mishraim over there Paskin like the Chachomim. That's how the Ran answers. Zog the Gemara, ein noisen es apas, tachas, ein noisen es apas, letanu im chasheicho. And then it says, unless, ati shikru ponem by joim, gabloza oima, ketishikru ma tachtoin. The tachtoin has to be already crusted. Zog the Gemara, tachtoin heich de gabi tanur. Are we talking about the tachtoin lower towards the tanur? Meaning, the tanur is a wall. So is the tachtoin the part of the pita bread that is touching the wall, that is called the face, the tachton? Are we talking about tachton facing the fire? The fire is in the middle. The fire is exposed on the bottom of this walled oven, like a pizza oven. So if it's the wall tachton, then that's one side. If it's tachton close to the fire, then it's the other side. Is it this side or this side? Two different sides we're referring to.
Two different
styles
of the stove.
Two different styles of the bread. Is the bread the tachton touching the one facing the wall? So that's called tachton. It's the bottom. Or is tachton meaning closer to the fire? The fire is over here on the bottom of the oven. When you open up the oven, that's where the fire is. So the Gemara, it's a big nafkamina, because what gets first crusty? The one that's closer to the fire. If you have to wait to the other side, so it's a much longer shear. That's a much longer shear than it has to be done by the yom. Much more chomedic. I don't attack the next gabe ur. So come on, Tosh Magabloza Omer, Kadeshi Yikumu, Ponel, Hamadu Bokin Betanur. It says black and white. The part that is medubuk, that is to the tanur, which is a much more chomedic ashita, not enough the Yikumu that's facing the fire, but the one that's touching the etzim walls of the tanur, which is the other side of the pita bread, not facing the fire, so it's much more chomedic ashita. Tais over here brings the Rishalmi that learns the opposite. That the Gemara is not coming out l'chumra over here, but the Gemara rather coming out l'kula. Zog the Gemara weiter, Mishal shel nisa Pesach. Oh, there's an exception to this rule. When it comes to the Korban Pesach, you're allowed to be Mishal shel it on Erev Shabbos, even right before Chashecha. It doesn't have to be Kadesh Yitzulim by Joim. Zog the Gemara, my time, what's the reason? Bishum de b'nei chaburah's reason ain't, just like we know Kahanim's reason,
B'nei chabura, whenever you're oisking kochim, you're zoris, so there's no chash of shem yechata.
But if not for that, loy. Gadya. When it, we had the Gemara earlier, when it comes to a gedi, so bein shorik, since it's young, and you're not going to open up the pot because it's the zika is going to ruin it, so bein shorik, bein loy shorik, shapidomi. It doesn't make a difference if the pot is sealed, that it's with tit, that it's going to prevent it. If you're not going to open it, you have a reminder, it's be'etzim not going to be exposed. So, why we're saying over here, only Korban Pesach, Kahanim Azriz, Chabur Azrizin. So that's why there's no Chash of Chitui. By Gadya, there's no Chash either. Because by Gadya, we said, as soon as you open up the oven door or the pot, it's going to get ruined because of the Zika. So you don't have to be Zogiz because of Korban Pesach. So tomorrow there's a big difference. Hosa mintach, hochale mintach. When it's cut into pieces, so it's much thinner, it's cut. So then any Zika that it's exposed to ruins it. Mashenken, if it's not cut, so then it's only because of Bnei Chabura's reason, there's no chash of chitui. Umachizen esa'ur b'meduras beis ha-moikad. And we're allowed to be maich, is another exception to the rule. When it comes to the meduras beis ha-moikad, meaning, when it comes to the meduras beis ha-moikad, beis ha-mikdosh, where they heated up the floor, so over there, it's allowed to be done even right before Shabbos. Zakhma Manani Mila, from where do we know so? Omer Avuna, state in Posit. Loy Savago Esh Bechomash Vesechem. There's a Issa, Mevar Esh, on Shabbos Bechomash Vesechem. Bechomash Vesechem, Yatamavir. In your Moshavis, you can't be Mavir. Avalatamavir, Bemeduas Beis Amoikad. But in the Beduas Beis Amoikad, you don't have to have it Tzolomi Be'oid Yoim. You can be Mavir.
It doesn't have to be Kadesha Ta'ochez or Beruba like is required Begvulin. Even in a stage earlier, it's enough.
They allow to be Marvim, do his base of Merkut, Erev Shabbos and Chashecho, before the onset of Shabbos. But if that's the case, if there's a Pasuk that's being Memayat, the holding Lo Yisavaru, if it's in a base of Mikdosh, so Maskelo Rav Chizda, Iyocha Afilo B'Shabbos Nami. Why do we say it's only Mutta im Chashecho, right before the onset of Shabbos? They don't have to have like other fires that you light, that it has to be
or as long as it's on the fire and mashu before Shabbos, why dafke before Shabbos?
It should be mutter on Shabbos itself. It says b'chomish v'seichem, and this is not komish v'seichem. Zog demore elo merav chizda kro ki oso lemishri evorim u'pdorim u'da oso. The pasuk of leisvare eish b'chomish v'seichem elari b'mavare in the Beis HaMikdosh is referring to the evorim and pdorim. The evorim and pdorim that are burnt throughout the night. Those are allowed to be done in the Beis HaMikdosh, even on Shabbos. On Friday night, you're allowed to burn the Evorim and Pedorim throughout the night. And that is taka special heti, you're allowed to taka b'mavar on Shabbos. V'kahanim zrizinein.
And when it comes to the Meduras Beis HaMoika, there's a special heti because kahanim zrizinein. So there's no chash.
Zogt Rashi, Evorim and Pedorim, lahatris hekterim kol alayla, too loud and hektor to take place the whole night. Avam duas beis hamoikud, she'en etzor gavoya. Oh, mashenkem duas beis hamoikud, which is not for gavoya, it's for your personal use, that your feet should not be cold. Ela tzorich kahanim, lo hutru, somal chashecha. We didn't allow somal chashecha. Hainu tamid lo gozur. Why? Oh, so Rashi is saying, explaining the Gemara, when it says kahanim zizim is going back on duas beis hamoikud. The reason why duas beis hamoikud were not choshe shem yechata, and it's allowed to be done up until the onset of Shabbos, the lo gozum shem the kahanim zizim. Just like we said, b'nei chabur zizim, kahanim zizim, so there's no chash they'll do anything to the fire, even though it's put right before Shabbos, because there's zizim. Shekulam ay b'nei teure, v'charedim, v'nizkorim v'loi osu lachtuim m'shetechshach, so mele allowed to be done up until Shabbos. Evorim epidorim allowed to be burnt on Shabbos itself, that's the pasuk.
As long as it's there before Shabbos, noch shash chitui because kahanim azrizinein.
Tais over here says, very geschmack, so Tais says, what are we referring to? Which evorim epidorim?
If we're talking about the oilas choil that you want to now be makter on Shabbos, that can't be. The pasuk can't be makter that because we're memayed those. Oilas Shabbos Shabbat, velo oilas choil b'Shabbos. Elamai, we're talking about the oilas Shabbos. So for oilas Shabbos, you don't need to tell me a pasuk that it's mutter. It says clearly in the pasuk. Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatoi. So to the evorim of Shabbos, I'm not allowed to burn. You don't need b'chomesh v'seichem to be matan aktor of the evorim of Shabbos. So mamadav shech, what are we talking about? Oilas choil cannot be, and it can't be talking about oilas Shabbos because b'chomesh v'seichem, you don't need to tell me that it's mutter. Zoktay says oilas choil abehedin is mine.
Oilas Shabbos Shabbatoi v'lo oilas choil b'Shabbos. Elamai going to talk about evorim of Shabbos and b'chomesh v'seichem that it's mutter that's even though the mitzvah is the whole night. meaning you can do it Motzei Shabbos. Still, it's Mutar on Shabbos. That we know from Oilus Shabbos and Shabbatoi. So you don't need B'chomesh V'Sechem to tell me that the Oilus of Shabbos is allowed to be Makter on Shabbos. That you know from Oilus Shabbos and Shabbatoi. And it can't be going on Oilus Choyl, because Oilus Choyl Ataka Oser. V'lo Oilus Choyl B'Shabbos. So what are we talking about? So Tosfos says we're talking about a Vorim Updorim of Choyl, of weekday, K'shemoshlohen Ha'ur Miba'oid Yoim. When the fire already consumed within the daytime, a majority of those oilers, of those evarim epdogim, so then you're allowed to do it, let it burn even on Shabbos, let it burn it even on Shabbos. Once it was berubai, it was already caught onto the fire. So you do it, Reb Chaim in Stencils explains the vart in Moshe ben Ur, the fact that the majority of the fire caught onto it, so then the pshat is, the reason why it's mutter is because now that you're being makter it, it's not midin the korban. It's not midin the zevach, because it mitzat the zevach. It's evarichol v'loy evarichol b'shabbos. The reason why you're allowed to burn it is because mitzat the evarim itself, it's considered lachmoy shal mizbeach. From the evarim itself now become a part and parcel of the mizbeach, since they were already moshla ben ur b'luboy. So mele it's not called oilas chol b'shabbos, meaning the oilas chol b'shabbos is going to the ma'isak torah mitzat the korban. Oilas choil, you can't be makter on Shabbos. That's mitzad the korban. Masha enkein, now that it became lachmai shal mizbeach, it's mutter lachmai shal mizbeach. It becomes a part and parcel of the mizbeach when it's moshlon or beluboy, when a majority of the fire caught onto it. So you're allowed to be makter it, not mitzad the korban, because it's a part of the mizbeach. It's a part of mizbeach, so that's why you're allowed to continue burning on Shabbos. And he explains that's the pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says that moshlon and ur, it becomes lachmai shal mizbeach. And that's only when it's on the Mizbeach. Let's say it falls off the Mizbeach, then you can't put it back on, because then already it becomes again a din aktor mitzad the korban, and mitzad the korban v'lo oilus chol b'shabbos. When it's on the Mizbeach, it's a part of the Mizbeach, so that's where you're allowed to be makter on Shabbos. Masha enkein, it's when it's off the Mizbeach, then it's a din of evarichol, you can't be makter on Shabbos. And varichol that started in the weekday, you can continue burning on Shabbos if it's moshlan or belubai, if a majority of fire caught onto it. That's the first answer. V'chivah mistapik b'shar karbonus k'shem moshlan ben ur, by other karbonus, if a majority of the fire caught onto it, if it becomes lach moshlan mizbeach, do we say that it's mutter or no? Dafka by the tomid, we say this heter, because the shame tomid is doicha Shabbos. That's the sofik entices. Zog di mal weiter. If a gvulin, it's not enough that you started the fire. It has to be echoz or berubai. Meaning the base mikdash kahanim is reason. My ruben, what's called roiv? What's the majority? Omerav roiv kol echad veechad. Majority of every single log. Ushmul omer kadesh la yomru hove eitzim v'nenich tachtein. People don't say, bring me more firewood and put it under there to make sure that the fire doesn't get extinguished. So then already when it's like a bonfire, when a majority of it, it's ready, then you don't have to bring more twigs. So you don't say that, so then it's ready mutter. Tona Reb Chiya, l'siyu l'shmuel. Reb Chiya brought a right to Shmuel's din that people, when you stop saying, bring me more wood, then you know it's ready Quran. It says by the menorah that it has to be lit, that the shalheves is oyle me'alel. Not through Dover Acher. So here also, just like over there, it's not like Dover Acher. So when you say that the firewood does not need Dover Acher to make sure that it's inflamed, so that's very no chash anymore. That's called Berubon. Zog the Gemara, Eitz Yichidi, when it's one single log, Rav Omaroiv Ovyoi, meaning the majority of the thickness of the diameter, whatever it is, it's 4 inches. So you have to have two, more than two. Others say majority of the circumference. The circumference is more equation 1 to 3. So it's much more. The kefir, the outside has to be rubai already lit and burnt. Omra Papa Hilkach. So the paskan lechumra bin a roiv ovyoy u bin roiv kefir. You need a majority of the inside and a majority of the outside of the circumference too. Kitanoi, this is a machlokes tanoim, Reb Chiya Omar, k'deshi yishchas ha'eitz mimeleches ha'umon. When the eitz is already not usable by meleches ha'umon, a carpenter, so then already the firewood is considered burnt. It's not, there's no usage to it anymore as wood. Reb Yudah ben Pesach Omer, k'deshi te'echoiz ha'esh mishteit stodim. The fire should be caught on from both sides. That's referring to the circumference. If the two tzoysov are eaten by the fire and the inside is burnt, it can't be used anymore. So here we see that these are the two shittas of the outside being burnt or the inside that is not useful anymore.
You have the outside, you don't automatically have the inside?
No, because it fires from the outside. It starts from the outside, so it travels and it goes around. Inside is a different way that it enters.
This is a pasuk in Yirmiyah that's referring to that when Yehoyakim burnt Megillas Eicha, so it says, "Va'ach lefonov mevaeres." My ach, what's this ach referring to? Omerav achveno. It's a medura that's made from eitzim of aravos. Ushmul omar eitzim shenidliku ba'achva. It's talking about eitzim that are nitlik ba'achva, meaning that they. Ba'achvasa, they light one another, like twigs light one another, they catch onto one another, that's called Ba'achvasa. Zagdamar Ahuda Omalud, someone told someone else, man, boy, Achvana, do you want to buy Achvana? Ishtakach Arafta, he sold him Arovis, and that's called Achvana.
Omar Avuna, Konim ain't Zichin Roiv. Inudin, Konim, when you have twigs, they don't need Roiv, because Konim burn very well. There's no reason you're going to stoke it, like you're going to buy a bonfire. Twigs, you don't stoke. Ogdon, but if you tie them together, tzrichin roiv, then they still need a majority. Because once you tie it together, so the fire doesn't enter between the twigs. So mainly, there's a chashash of chitui, so you have to have roiv. Garinim, when it comes to pits, ain't tzrichin roiv. Nosim b'choislois, but if you put them together, you tie them together, so again, tzrichin roiv, because then the fire doesn't enter well. Maskul Rav Chizda, ad Rabbi Ibrahim Stav, punkt vaket. Kanim mevadron, kanim, when it's singular, so mevadron, then it's not together, so then the fire escapes. Mashing and Ogdon, when it's tied together, loim avadron, then doesn't escape. Fakir, then it catches on, and you know, chashash of chitui. Garinim, when it's singular, mevadron, it escapes. Nosim and choises, when you tie them together, loim avadron, then it doesn't escape. So, punkt vakert. Zok mor itma nami, we learned similar in the Braisa. Daf chofam et beiz, omar av kahana, kanim, she Ogdon, when you have kanim, then you tie it together, tzrichin roiv. When you tie it together, so the fire doesn't go in between, so then you need roiv. Like that's like the first tzad. Loi ogdon, if you didn't tie it together, ain't tzrichin roiv. Then you don't need roiv, because then the fire is going to spread much easier. Garinim, by garinim, we say faker according to this gerser. Garinim, tzrichin roiv. Garinim by itself need roiv.
Because the fire escapes much easier.
Nosam b'choises, when you put them together and tie them, ain't tzrichin roiv, then it doesn't need roiv. Because then the fire doesn't escape, because then it's not mevadron, then one catches the other one, and it doesn't need roiv. So here we're paskening, according to this lishna of Rav Kahana, by kanim one way, that when you're oigered it needs roiv, when you're not oigered it doesn't need roiv. Because when you're oigered it, the fire doesn't go through so easily, so you need roiv. And by garinim punkt vakert, garinim need roiv, and b'choises you do not need roiv. The going has a girsa, he brings over here the other Rishonim. Girsa Sarosh. Aval Arif Aramam Garsi, Kol Hai Shmaitze Behepach Migirsa Rosh, Punkt Fakert. Meaning either we coincide both together, or the opposite of exactly what the Rosh is saying between Kanim and Garinim. We'll stop over here at the top of Chof Amid Beis.